So Baruch Hashem, our tzibur is back.
Baruch Hashem, our tzibur is back. Our tzibur from Poland is back. And so I thought it would be a good time to... It works out well. Because what we're up to right here is the question of tzibur. And the question is, like, why does it matter if you daven with the tzibur? And what does it mean? And how many different ways do you daven the tzibur? Because the chaver at the very end of Os Yud Zayin, we're picking up at the top of page 190, Os Yud Ches. At the very end of Os Yud Zayin, the chaver had been explaining the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei to the Melech HaKuzarim, and he explained that they explained how these three are introductions to the core of Davin, which is Bakashos. And then he said, once you have all the Bakashos, all the requests, brachos from Atachon and on, he points out these are all Bakashos HaTzibur. These are all things that Klal Yisrael needs, not just individual requests. And he says, that's the way you got Davin Klal Yisrael style. And that's what the Melech HaKuzarim picks up right here, Os Yud Ches. Os Yud Ches. Page 190. Yeah. Just that.
Just this top one.
It is Lama Zen. Why? Why is the davening b'tzibur so critical? Hello? Sheyisyachein ha'adam yoser tov, b'tiyah napsho zaka, makshav tov nu yoser. Wouldn't it be better to be alone, in a nice quiet room, no one's bothering me, I could daven quietly without the hullabaloo. The Vilna Gaon did famously make this suggestion to his wife in a letter, that maybe better off, given what the apparently Ezra's Nachshon was like in Vilna at the time, he said, maybe you have a better daven if you daven at home. So the Melech HaKuzarim says, why is davening in a group great? What's good about that? Daven by yourself. Find a quiet spot. Sit and think. Talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why is that fair? So it's a good question. Sefer Kuzri is full of great questions and honest answers. And often surprising answers. And this is no exception. He says, the first thing he says, you should know, Tefillah B'Tzibur means more than one thing. You can do Tefillah B'Tzibur. There can be a Tzibur element of your davening, even if there's no one else there. Watch carefully. Os Yud Ches. Omer HaChaver. The rabbi says, Yisur Lakal Mikam Apanim. The truth is, that there's multiple advantages to kihila davening. Number one, no one has to do with what you ask for, and what your content is. Ki hakal einam mitfalim mashiyesh bo hepsid layachid. The group isn't going to daven for something where someone's losing out. But hayachid efshir yispalel mashiyesh bo hepsid layachidim acherim. But sometimes the person is daven his own davening, it's all about me. When it's all about me, so a lot of times it's true in general, not just with davening, handling life in general. If I become a self-centered person, it's all about me. But often what helps me is something to help me or find other people, some things which might be beneficial for me will hurt other people. Because if it's a tzibur davening, so you're going to not just look at your own needs, you look at everyone's needs. So, if we get together as a group, it sounds like he's saying, "Mitzanoya tefillah hananes." He says, "If you want your tefillah to work, if you want your tefillah to be accepted in Shamayim, a tefillah that's answered, shetiv mashi yo'il ha'olam lo yazikei b'shamayim." Part of constructing an effective tefillah is a tefillah that definitely takes my needs into account, but isn't coming at the cost of other people. But to think carefully how one davens. And then he goes on to say, by the way, and then, let's see two more lines. Umehem is another issue. Shema'atu shetishlam tefillah liyachad v'lishkad v'lishkad v'lishkad. He says, In case you or I feel like our davening is not perfect, to put it mildly, he says, guess what? We're not alone. He said, few people in the world, and this is going back almost 1,000 years ago, so the days of Yehuda HaLevi, Talmud of the Rif, and perhaps the Rima Gash. Now we're going back to like the days of Rashi and his children. He says, few people can get through Rosh Chodesh Esrei without somehow messing up, without shgaga or pshia. Shgaga like b'shogeg. It wasn't my fault. I got distracted. And pshia sounds like I'm being reckless. I just like wasn't invested in my davening. Just sort of getting distracted. He's not talking. Remember when he says tefillah, he means Shmona Esrei. He's not talking getting distracted during the whole tefillah. He's talking about not getting through. It says few people, few Jews 1,000 years ago got through their Shmona Esrei thoroughly. Some bracha, even if I'm really trying hard, I'm gonna lose focus in some bracha. I'm gonna end up, dreaming about whatever it is in the Shmona Esrei. How many people can actually say themselves after any tefillah, bang, that was 10 for 10, 19 for 19. It almost never happens. So what's the solution? That's a practical question, right? I'd like to be a better davener, and I try, and often I feel like after a minute I forgot that I'm even trying. Right? And I really was trying. And it's hard to keep up time after time to even remember to try. He says, certainly I don't feel like I'm reaching the finish line. I'm not much, walking out with an amazing Shmona Esrei. Maybe parts of it were good. Parts of it were shining. There were a couple of brachos where I was really feeling it, but then there were parts that I wasn't. So he says, how do you deal with that? He says, that's issue number two. If Pnei Kein Kavu Lanu, she's Palel HaYachid, Tfilas HaTzibur, Shetiyat Tfilaso VidTzibur. Ba'od Sheyuchal Lo Pachos Me'asar. He says, there are really two different issues to talk about tzibur davening. Tfilas hatzibur and tfila vitzibur. Now, that language is famous for those who hold the entire of the Rav. That language is famous from the Rav, but in a different sense. What the Sefer Kuzri means is the first element. Remember, he spoke about, what are you davening for? What are you davening about? You want your davening to be effective davening. It has to be something that takes other people into account. If a substance of davening is not going to work. That's not a question of who's there, necessarily. It's in the first one, because you understand. You could daven a tefillas hatzibur even if you're stuck by yourself. You got caught in traffic, and there's no way you're making it to the mincha maariv. It's not happening. So you pull over in a gas station. If you can't pull over in a gas station, sometimes you can't pull over in a gas station. And you see the sun is going down, and the time of mincha is fast departing. So hopefully you can pull over a gas station, not by yourself. Lucky you do. Right? It happens. You got caught on the way back from a simcha, you didn't daven maariv day, you catch maariv late maariv at home, and you got stuck. By the time you get back to home, whatever the last maariv is in wherever you live, it's gone. It's over. You can still daven maariv. You're not davening maariv for tzibur. Guy's not feeling well. Guy waked up, a horrible sinus headache, coming down with flu, whatever it is, but you daven by yourself. Says the Kuzri, doesn't have to be not tefillas hatzibur. He said the second piece is to daven with 10 other people. He says to daven with a tzibur and ideally with 10 other people. But the first piece is tefillas hatzibur. That means you're davening a communal davening. What you're talking about are things that are not just for me, but for us. That was the first thing, was content. So he said, keep other people in mind. I'm sure you've heard the Nusuf is the people davening for a chol of the soch shar chol Yisrael. Those who know, remember, I don't know how many people remember Chaim Feigenbaum, the chol of Acha. And he was always who lost his life to cancer a number of years back. See, he was always very machdim. People, if you see those Amuna bumper stickers on a lot of cars, those green Amuna bumper stickers, those are all at his inspiration. So he was always very mocked, but people said, well, daven for you, he said, please daven for me, but so shall Chol Yisrael. Daven for me among the other Chol of Chol. That's what the Sefer Kuzri is saying. The most effective tefillah, of course I have individual needs, and you have individual needs, and he has individual needs. It's totally fine. You don't have to, make yourself a doormat. You're going to daven for your own stuff, but, keep other people in mind. Daven for it in a way that you're davening for everyone. And you're much more effective. Number two is to actually daven with other people, not with other people in mind. To physically be near other people who are davening. Also, why? Why? Number one, that probably helps you to focus on other people. If I always daven by myself, I'll become more... there's a danger of becoming... of forgetting about the needs of others. So he says, well, if But also, if I daven with other people, and the eighth language is not even Torah, not even if it's a minyan. If they came Kabulon, that's why Chazal said down, she's by El Hayafet Fil Satsibur, that a Jew, even an individual Jew, not just the Chazar Sashat, my own Kwaish for Esrei is Balashan Rabba. My Kwaish for Esrei is phrased in terms that are relevant to me, but also to Klal Yisrael. And that's number one that Chazal set up when they wrote the when Ezra and his Beis Din composed the Nusach HaTfilah, the Nusach HaShemaseh. And Shekit also Bitzibur, Ve'od Sheyuchal Lo Pachos Me'asara. And Shedam Bitzibur. It sounds like ideally not less than 10. It sounds like even if I don't have a minion, it's still more valuable for me to daven with 5 other people than by myself. Why? Because this is to solve problem number 2. Everybody said no one's Shema Esrei is perfect. 1,000 years ago, no one's Shema Esrei is perfect either. And it hasn't improved. It's not like we have perfect Shema Esrei, and we should strive to make it as good as possible. We definitely shouldn't be beating ourselves up that our Shema Esrei isn't perfect. But what's the solution? As far as the solution is, okay, I'll try over time to improve my Shema Esrei. And part of it is, join with other people. Maybe I was tuned in for Feinu and I was tuned out for Baruch Aleinu. And he was tuned in for Baruch Aleinu. But his Kav HaShofar was thinking about the Shofar list for his Kav HaShofar. Okay, but the third guy was talking, thinking about the Kav HaShofar, Shiva. And here's a Mechazdei Hashem, that when you daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, daven with a Tzibur, Kadosh Baruch was willing to cherry pick B'Kula. In other words, you had a good this part of your Tefillah. That part of your Tefillah is good. And that part of your Tefillah is good. Kadosh Baruch Hu was willing to do us an incredible chesed. I don't think it works by other mitzvahs. Right? If I eat in sukkah, but I don't sleep in sukkah, and you sleep in sukkah, but you don't eat in sukkah. Or I ate breakfast in the sukkah, lunch out of the sukkah. You ate breakfast out of the sukkah, lunch in the sukkah. Is that kind of, if we're together, one family, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay. You know, like the two spouses, one overeats and one is anorexic. That's one of the jokes about that. Statistically speaking, right? Where we all have unhealthy weights. That doesn't work. Both have unhealthy weights. Right? Or the other versions of that also. You can ask Pentium for more versions of that joke. The engineer and the physicist and the statistician. But Lamasa, that doesn't work. Right? I did something right, you did something, and it's great, but we were both missing. But here's an amazing thing about davening. We come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, as a group, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will put together our best parts. What's it called by the SAT?
Super
score. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will super score your davening if you daven Kriya Ketubah. He'll super score, and not just super score your, own Shachas Min Tamar. He'll super score your Shachas, everyone else's Shachas. Now, in a testing taking situation, that would be incredibly unethical. That would be called cheating. Right, if we take, you answered question number 1 right, you answered question number 2 right.
Copy it all over all the sheets.
Exactly. So that's by test taking, that's obviously immoral, unethical, and wrong. But by Shmona Esrei, Kadosh Baruch Hu actually does that for us. You got bracha number 1 well, you did bracha number 3 well, Kadosh Baruch Hu will, if I choose to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, I'm vastly improving my situation. Vastly improving my situation. And I wanted one point, and then I would love to take questions. So he just to recap and just to consider one thing. He just told us, great, honest question. What's the tefillah b'tzibur? Like, why is it better to daven shul? Like, let me daven. Or I daven shul. Why have to be doing davening now? Like, I'll come to shul daven on. Like, what's the point of davening other people? Like, why is that better? I'd rather peace and quiet. Even if a guy is honest, he doesn't mean I'd rather, you know, peace and quiet so I could do whatever. No, I really would rather peace and quiet. The Gemara does talk about Rabbi Akiva occasionally daven shul. It was incredibly, he was like moving all over the place, bowing down so many times during Shmona Esrei, like moved one end of the room to the other. It was very passionate davening. So what's wrong with davening by yourself? What's the deal with Tefillah B'Tzibur? And again, he said two things. Let's take them in reverse order. The second one was the super scoring idea. And the second one was, no one is perfect. If I daven together with other people, and it sounds like perhaps he's saying, even if it's not a minion, certainly with a minion, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take the best parts of all our tefillahs and mold them into a single daven with each of the best parts. That's usually what you do, by the way. If you find yourself in a management position, what you want to do ideally you put together a team of people to work on a project, and different people have different strengths. So ideally, what you try to do is arrange things so each person's role speaks to his strength. The guy who's good with numbers is going to be in charge of finances. The guy who's good with people is going to be in charge of sales, and so on and so forth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages the team tefillah, right? Or a sports team. Obviously, you try to put people in positions where they are going to shine. And when different people are good at different things, the guy with a great arm, great pitching arm, hopefully the pitcher, the guy who's able to catch pop flies and throw easily a couple hundred feet, you're going to want him in the key outfield position. You try to put people where their strengths are, so each person's strength can shine, and together you do more than any one person. So the second point he's making, it's really the tzibur is team tefillah. And you'll get way more done. Because my best part of davening and your best part of davening, his best part of davening, come together in a single dot. The first point was sattva. That was about being sensitive, like growing up a little bit, like being a little more mature, and becoming more sensitive to the people around you. And one thing I would say about that is he's saying, hey, to the nusachat, like what I say, I should be davening certainly for myself in a way that's cognizant of other people's needs. But also, to the extent that that's part of davening with other people, you know what that means? Because what he's saying is when you daven with other people, that's going to get you thinking about the fact that other people have needs. That's a great meditation. That's a great nugget, like a kernel to be misvoted on. When you walk into shul, think about the fact that other people are davening for stuff. Simple concept. Okay, no profound Kabbalah. Just consider the fact when you're in, let's say you dive, finish one essay, right? You still have a couple minutes, still a minute until Chazar Rosh Hashanah starts. So what can you do that's productive? Open a safer maybe, okay. You have to remember, is productive, not productive. Shmooze to someone else, definitely not productive. Now we try this, something very simple. Just look around at the other people davening for stuff. And try to think for a moment, like, what might they be davening for? Just sort of like sensitize yourself, like other people have needs. It's like a growing up experience. It's like the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro part of davening, which he's saying is really important. Davening is not just Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Davening only works Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. That's exactly what he said. Davening only works Ben Adam L'Chaveiro when the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is in books. If I'm davening in a way that's sensitive to other people, my davening works. If I daven in a narcissistic way, a self-centered way, like I couldn't care less, I want X, Y, Z, and I couldn't care less how it impacts other people, then that's not an effective field, too. Just like a kernel for thought. Other people davening, wonder what they're davening for. There's a Jewish thinker who once said, you hear an ambulance. You're stuck in traffic. Imagine the scene. You might be stuck on the West Side Highway. You might be sitting on the bridge. You might be sitting on the Van Wyck. You might be sitting on the Palisades, the 17. You might be sitting on the Benjamin Franklin Bridge, heard in Camden. You might be sitting on, I don't remember the highway you used to take from to the shul, from the Southfield. You have to help me out here. Yeah. You might be sitting on the FDR, or on the West Side Highway, you go either way. Right? And you're sitting in traffic. It's getting slower and slower, right? And like you were supposed to be the 15 minutes ago, you're like, right? It's so frustrating. And then you hear a wail of an ambulance. What's your natural reaction?
Gotta get behind it.
Either you're the strategist who wants to get behind it, okay? Or because that's some you can skip a couple of minutes off. Or let's say it's not near you, but they're coming to the scene of like you're like. Okay, now we have to sit here until the. Right? And often people will think, it's embarrassing to think afterwards that one thought this way, the fail accident that they closed up the whole highway. It wasn't so bad. So there was a Jewish thinker, 20th century Jewish thinker, who said, you hear the ambulance, instead of thinking about your own frustration, why don't you say a parak of Tehillim? Because clearly, if there's an ambulance coming to a traffic jam, someone, at least one person, is in much worse shape than I am. I'm stuck in traffic. Obviously, someone else is in deeper trouble, has worse problems, and he's going to be 20 minutes late to wherever he wants to get. So, but again, but it's not a knock. Like, it's natural to be self-centered. That's the way people are born, self-centered. But natural doesn't mean good, and natural doesn't mean it has to be. The person has to train himself to see beyond himself, not to not care about yourself, but to care about yourself in the context of other people, to care about yourself and other people. So it's like, you know, a chance to daven for someone else. Someone obviously has a Torah. You're sitting in traffic, you haven't gone anywhere. Gevaldik. Not Gevaldik. You're sitting in traffic. So, Gevaldik. So take 30 seconds to respond for someone else. So you know needs, and certainly you're in shul. Davening in shul could be an experience of greater care. Questions?
Okay, so two things. One, doesn't the Gemara say that we're not allowed to like daven b'chibos anymore because like we're not like strong or something? That's why we say like all the lashon and the shemasvim is like shema.
That's exactly what he's talking about. Yeah.
And
he's not making this up out of. He doesn't quote Mar Makomos, but he was. It's not that he wasn't aware of Mar Makomos.
Does anyone like quote it for him? Like, go do step by step.
I'm not sure. There may be additions to the Kuzri that do have. Maybe even the Felgon. Does the Felgon have Mar Makomos?
Sometimes, yeah.
There also are Mepharshim. The version I gave you, the those of the guys who have copies, it's the version I gave you of Mordechai Genizi, the Kuzri HaMepharsh. So what he did, there are several classical Mepharshim of Kuzri. He took that and sort of melded them into a fresh retranslation. But if you look in those Mepharshim, they may, Otzer Nechmad, you get a few. They may give you the round top. Yeah.
And going on the second reason why we got the Tzibur, so then shouldn't a minion be 19 people at least? Because
if
you get 12, if you have 10.
And so they say, it's hard to know if this is accurate or somewhat apocryphal, that Rabbeinu Tam supposedly had 60 Talmidim in the Shir, and each one was a Baki in one Masechta. And when he would say something, so each one would ask from his Masechta. I think what that is supposed to capture is that the essence of the approach of Bali Tosfos, of Rabbeinu Tam, and what he gave to what he developed, was to do to Mishnayos what to do to Gemara what Gemara itself does to Tanan, which is to try to understand everything in the context of everything else. But yeah, so that's what they say. There's 60 Talmidim, each one had one Masechta, and they're each shoot from their Masechta. So yeah, that is right, that would be clever. Right? Each person takes one Braha. Except if it's not really, it's not that it's calculated, I'm going to do, it's unlike a sports team. It's unlike a business team, where I really do have a specific role. And if Lahavdil, if I'm playing shortstop, I should not be running out to left field or to right field very far. Right? I should not be playing first base if I'm a shortstop. I should stay in my zone. Right? If I'm sales, I should not be taking over the accounting department. I should be doing sales. So here, obviously, it is different. Each person is trying to be a utility daven. Everyone should be trying their hardest to daven all the shortness, right? But it's not even that necessarily we specialize. I'm always the Rafa'inu guy, and he's always the Baruch Aleinu guy. He's thinking about money, I'm thinking about health. Sometimes people do get focused on certain things. I think it's probably more general than that. Why 10? 10 has to do with, right, the number 10 doesn't correspond to parts of the field. That's true. But, yeah.
The whole super scoring thing, is that like an arbitrary reward that Hashem just gives for you davening super, or is it actually something about davening other people, something that's happening with the Tzibor makes that happen?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. We'll have to see as things unfold. But it's certainly possible there's a connection. What your point is, there may be a connection to the two advantages of Tzibor that he just mentioned. And it could be that it's not just Stam Kadosh Baruch Hu who gives us this present, but to the extent that I feel a part of other people, to the extent that I care for other people, because then I'm plugged into what their needs are, so then our tefillos, there's a logic to the fact that our tefillos are intertwined. Each of us express our own needs to Rabbeinu Shalom, but in unison. It's not just separate people each doing solos, it becomes a symphony. If we're all intertwined with each other, maybe. Maybe. I don't know, it's a good question. Yeah, Ross.
It's kind of like related to like what Zach was saying a little bit, but not really.
Yeah.
That being said, like what we discussed, isn't it like if you know you're diving in a place where like everyone's like has like tons of kavana, isn't it kind of an incentive to just like you don't have to like try super hard? And I understand that like davening has an effect on the person davening also. So not that like forever or in general you don't have kavana, but just like that specific feeling, you're in a place where, like everyone has tons of kavana, so like why is it so bad if, like, I space out for, you know, a minute and then have fun in a minute?
That's very shrewd. Very shrewd question. I'm not sure. It may go back, though, you were related back to Zach, it may also go back to what Ezra was saying. In other words, if I, it could be that the magic of this superstoring is driven by the fact that we're plugging into each other. And to the extent that I'm freeloading, what you're suggesting, it could be that I just cut myself off. I just walk in and say, okay, you guys are great davers, and I'm just going to, you know, three steps back, three steps forward, shuckle twice, three steps back, three steps forward. So then I'm being motzi atzmi min
haklal. I kind of like doing it. It's sort of,
yes, that's what I was just thinking. Right? It's a little bit like echtav yashav. And the guy says, oh, I'll just do it, I'll do tshuva afterwards, and then the tshuva doesn't really help. Right, this may be sort of the same. I'm not really going to daven much, but I'll just coast because everyone else is amazing. So it could be that there's a logic to it. In other words, then you're cutting yourself off through that thinking from the tefillah. I'm not being. They're all trying their hardest to reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu and to express their own needs, other people's needs. And in that context, I'm not going to try to do that. So then, yeah. But in a chanami, there is certainly value if I feel like my davening is lacking and everyone's davening is lacking. Real Levy pointed out. So there's certainly value, strategic value, to trying to daven in a situation where there will be other people who are trying their hardest to daven well.
Also, just like practically, if you're
daven in an area where it's very, much more inspiring. Right. Much more inspiring and much less distracting. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Positive peer pressure is something to take strategic advantage of. How was that, a hand or just a stretch?
Not just a stretch.
So, according to like Kuzari saying, sounds like the only what else is the reason why we have a Sanhedrin Shmuel Nesrei? It seems much more logical for there just to be like the Shmona, like the Shliach Tzibur davening for everyone. It sounds much more logical to have the Kuzari Shas as opposed to everyone davening. It's like everyone davening, the only like the advantage, like the Kuzari is explaining, is like everyone like sort of fills in the gap for everyone else. Like, it's like point of the
seaboard
and doesn't make more sense.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, maybe we'll close with this for this morning. But Ellie is bringing us to the... Well, I mentioned at the very beginning that the Sefer HaKuzari uses those pair of terms. Tfilas HaTzibur, Tfilas HaTzibur. And the Rav uses those terms as well in a somewhat different way. The way the Rav uses it, so the way the Kuzari uses it, what Tfilas HaTzibur means, the content of what I'm davening for, it's a davening about other people, and Tfilas HaTzibur means I'm davening actually with other people. The Rav used them both to refer to different answers we would call Tfilas HaTzibur. Tfilas HaTzibur, that's when each of us davens, there's 10 people get together, and each davening is more silent, more answer, Tfilas HaTzibur, I'm davening my Tfilas, together with other people. And then the Chanar Sashat, as he suggested, Rav suggests you can read the language of Rambam slowly and carefully, even though the initial motivation, or part of the motivation for Chazar HaSashat, was to motzi others who, motzi those who don't know on Sesh Mas on their own, especially before printed Sidurim, when the Nusach HaTzibur was still Tar Shal Peh, which wasn't written down, if you didn't memorize Shmon Esrei, you're not going to be able to daven Shmon Esrei. So there was a practical angle to having Chazar HaSashat, that way at least one person who knows, who memorized Shmon Esrei, will say it out loud for whoever does know. The Rav suggested that's a part of it. There's much more to it. It's not just Stam and other Shmon Esrei. Rav suggests it's a different type of a davening. Each of us davening individually, Tila, Fit, Tzibur, in the Tzibur. I'm davening, you're davening, he's davening, individual, Fit, Tzibur. While the Chazar Sashat's Rav suggests it's not just that motzi other people, but it's I'm a delegate of the group. It's a Tfilas HaTzibur. The Tzibur is davening as one. Just like when the Chief Justice bangs down the gavel and hands down the verdict, he's not just giving his own opinion. This is the opinion of the court. Or, if this example I may have given in the past, other context, let's say you have a group of students who want to make a request of the principal. So, hypothetically speaking, they want to talk to the principal about whatever it is, some change they want to see in the school. So you can go individually, or with some people, but you know, if you go as a group, so it's strength in numbers. Or you go with MTA pack, or NOR pack, or maybe even
You go to APAC, sometimes on day three, on Tuesday, sometimes there are lobbying opportunities. As you know, the group of people sit down with the senator, if you're lucky, or representative. If you're not so lucky, sit down with the senator, staffers, representative staffers. What happens? What happens? Anyone here ever, how many people here have ever done lobbying in Washington? Good, not bad. Not too shabby. Good. So how does it work? You have a point, you have a talking point. You sit down with Senator Menendez's staff, let's say. And you sit down with Senator Gillibrand's staff. And then what happens? You have five talking points. So is it Tvila, is it Bitsipa or Hatsipa? It's Hatsi, right? One person can do the talking, but there's an understanding that obviously, or you may divide up the points, and different people say different parts, however you do it, but there's an understanding, obviously, that when one person is talking, he's not speaking just on behalf of him or herself. It's the whole, this is the group's message, and one person can say the group's message. It happens to also be, as an aside, to appreciate what you do when you lobby, I think the ratio that's usually assumed is 1 to 1,000, I believe. That's not maybe 1 to 10,000, I forget. The assumption is that when a group comes to Washington to lobby, the assumption is that each one represents 1,000 people at home. In other words, if you have 10,000 people who care about something, they're not all going to come, just practically. But if 10,000 people care about something, around 10 will show up. If 100,000 people care about something, around 100 will show up, and so on and so on. Which is why the size of lobbying delegations really matters, because those numbers are carefully tracked. That's in a larger sense. One person is speaking, it's understood he's speaking on behalf of a whole group. That's what the Rav suggested. Individual davening, tefillah b'tzibur, tefillah hayachid b'tzibur, and then, but then the tzibur davens as a delegation. So that I think brings back to what Ellie was saying. There is value to both, and you're right, Ellie. In a sense, when you have the tefillos ha-tzibur, when you have the delegation style dining, he's our representative, he's our natsig, so that is a very powerful expression of oneness. At the same time, there is an importance to each person having the ability to express his own personal bakash to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Again, to highlight that. In other words, we weren't saying you have to lose your individual identity in the mass tzibur, but you do have an individual identity. You are going to have personal needs, but you're going to present them in a way that's consistent with the sensitivity to other people.
Does anyone disagree with that? People say to what extent that is, but does anyone outright disagree with the purpose of aggressive shots?
There were poskim who argued for. I'm not sure if it's about the lineage. There's a letter that whether it's assumed to be correctly attributed or not, but there's a true attribute to Rambam that it talks about maybe we should undo it. The people don't need the tefillas ha-tzibur because everyone has a sitter, and so many people are talking during the shots, so maybe tzibur is better served by who needs it? The Tom may have run out, but okay, we usually don't get rid of Din Rabban if the time runs out, but maybe here we should consider saying it's not. I think there are. I think there is. The Rav's approach is not universal. Yeah, Raziella special.
Right. So, why is the lashon of Arshman Esrei the same as what the Shnei Tzibur says? It sounds like, according to this, the Shmuel Esrei sounds good for what the Tzibur should be saying, but then, it doesn't really sound like.
Yeah, so that's the point that the Chaver had made at the end of Ofsid Zayin. All the bakashas are phrased in Lashon Rabbah. If you want to, you can add the Lashon Yachid, your own individual thing. And he seems to favor that happens specifically in Shema Tefillah. But but in other words, even when I daven personally, I have my own kavanas in mind, I have my own personal tarachim, but I phrase it, I couch it, and Chazal want me to couch it at least partially in terms of global need. And I am concerned about my own health. I am concerned about my family's health. But I'm going to daven Rifa'inu, not Rifa'ini Hashem. That, by the way, one of the most striking ones, because the pasuk in Yeshayahu is Rifa'ini Hashem
And Dafka, that pasuk was adopted into the Shemar Esrei. The Abu Draham and the Gra and others make the point that as much as possible, Chazal tried to phrase brachos in biblical Hebrew and using biblical terminology, and that's like a very striking example. We're not so familiar, most of us are more familiar with the Shemar Esrei than with the Tanakh. But that's where it clearly comes from. And yet, the one big difference is obviously change to Lashon Rabban. Because even the personal Tarachim are going to be counted in Lashon Rabban. That's more, because that's going to build our Rabban Dikka thinking. And also, there is value to personally engaging in Tefillah. It is supposed to be a personal mitzvah. I'm supposed to, it's not just a Chovas HaTzibur. It's Chovas HaYachid that engage in with a high degree of Tzibur awareness. Again, these are some things to think about. Both Tzibur HaTzibur in terms of the super scoring, and again, there are ways to work on making my own Kavanah better, but a major piece of the puzzle needs to be, as much as possible, davening with others. Like you said, ideally davening with other people who have a lot of Kavanah that will help me. But b'chal, just davening with other people is mimeila going to enhance my tefillah, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu will cherry pick in my favor. And then the maturing, growing up, and becoming less self-centered and more other-aware type of person in the context of tefillah is very, very, very powerful. It's a powerful tikkun amidos in general, and particularly my davening is going to be far enhanced when I'm a other-directed person, when I'm a person who lives for others, not just for myself. These are some of the ideas we'll pick up tomorrow. Pick up next week, Mirtz Hashem. He has several beautiful mashalim coming up. I would like to bring this. We may even bring this to get closure on this chunk of Kuzri before Pesach. He has a number of beautiful mashalim that leave things to treasure and to take home. So we'll pick up with that Mirtz Hashem next time.